Let's pray together. Sovereign Lord, we praise you this afternoon, for you are the holy and awesome God. You are the one who is all-powerful, the one who is all-majestic. You are the one under which all humans will one day bow down. And yet, you are also the one who has acted so graciously and lovingly towards us. You are the one who has made it possible for us to call you our Father. Our Father, we pray that across the world this Easter, that many more people would accept the offer of rescue. We ask that many would accept the invitation of adoption into your family. We pray that on Sunday morning and Sunday evening that people would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Help us too, Father, those who already trust Jesus. We pray that in your continued grace and mercy that we would never lose the complete wonder of your rescue for us. Make our hearts soft and receptive now as we look at your life-giving word. Never let us grow cold to the gospel, we ask. In Jesus' name and for his glory, amen. We're going to turn to Mark chapter 15, so do have that in front of you. That'll be helpful. And follow along from Mark chapter 15, beginning at verse 33. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. My God, why have you forsaken me? The last words from the lips of the Lord Jesus that Mark records for us as he cries out in the dark. My God, why have you forsaken me? The last words that Jesus cries out as his breathing stops. My God, why have you forsaken me? These last words that reveal to us the sheer intensity of the suffering that Jesus went through. My God, why have you forsaken me? The people there, well, they think Jesus is calling Elijah. They give him some wine vinegar and wait to see if Elijah will come. But instead, Jesus is referring clearly back to Psalm 22. Those words that we heard at the start of the service, words composed by David in the Old Testament, God's king. Words that David used when people were mocking and insulting him. Words that David used to cry out to God when he felt abandoned by God. Words that he used when he felt far from God. Jesus, the greater and better king than David. Jesus, God's true king, his true Messiah, uses them to give us a glimpse of what he felt as he died. As Jesus hung there, he felt deserted by the ever-present God. As blood poured out, Jesus felt cut off from the ever-loving God. As he struggled to get air into his lungs, abandonment from even his own Father. These words shouted out from the cross, from Jesus himself, really clearly make it. They show us King Jesus, forsaken by God. But how do we explain this? How do we explain this forsakenness? How do we explain that God the Son felt cut off from God the Father? Well, the answer is because Jesus was facing judgment from God. King Jesus was forsaken by God as he faced judgment from God. Mark's comment about the conditions of the time of Jesus' death are very important. Did you notice them? Verse 33, at noon, darkness. Darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And some of us might be able to remember the 11th of August, 1999, and the total solar eclipse that happened on that day, the moon coming in between the earth and the sun. You might remember that strange feeling as darkness descended during the middle of that summer's day. Well, as Jesus died, a much more striking darkness, a much more serious darkness. Darkness over the whole land in the middle of the day, not just for a few moments, but for 3 long hours. Here is more than an eclipse. Here is a supernatural turning off of the sun at the switch. The darkest day in history as the Lord Jesus Christ dies. You might know that in the Bible, darkness is used as a sign of God's judgment against sin. The plague of darkness, do you remember, was the penultimate plague that God sent on the Egyptians as he worked to rescue his people in Exodus. And in fact, just a couple of chapters earlier, Jesus, as he was telling his disciples about the final day of judgment, uses these words to describe it. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Jesus is telling his disciples that on that final day of judgment, there is going to be darkness. Darkness as God pours out his judgment, as people are cut off from God, forsaken by him for all eternity. And yet just a couple of days after those words, darkness falls as Jesus dies. Judgment is clearly being poured out during Jesus' death. The judgment that the world deserves to face, the judgment that you and I deserve to face for our rebellion against God, poured out as Jesus died. And if we tie this darkness together with the cry that Jesus makes, if we tie the fact that judgment is happening with the fact that Jesus felt forsaken as he died, well, it's very clear, isn't it? Jesus is the one who was taking that judgment. Jesus was the one who was facing that judgment. So far this afternoon, we've been tracking through Mark and we've seen the suffering that Jesus went through, and all of it so far, physical suffering, emotional suffering, psychological suffering. Well, here is something much more, much worse. Spiritual suffering. Every last ounce of God's wrath for your sin, every last drop of God's wrath against my sin, taken by the Lord Jesus Christ. King Jesus faced judgment from God so that we don't have to. That explains the abandonment. That explains the cry that came from the lips of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't just that he felt abandoned or felt forsaken like we might feel it. Literally forsaken. Cut off from God as he took our judgment. King Jesus forsaken by God so that we don't have to be forsaken by God for all eternity. Instead, through faith in him, it means dearly loved and welcomed in for all eternity. King Jesus, forsaken by God as he faced judgment from God. A few moments for us to reflect on this and pray to our Father.